On his first day of work, the new CEO for the Abilene Chamber of Commerce reviewed the chamber's business plan and focused in on some of the coming challenges and priorities of his new job. He's finishing up his last weeks in Fayetteville, North Carolina, before moving west to work in a state that he's always held in high esteem.
Texas is a pro-business state, which is very important to me. It is a state that has a very strong track record of attracting new capital investment and jobs. Abilene in particular is one that I've admired since I first learned of the Abilene Trophy.
The Abilene Chamber of Commerce presents the Abilene Trophy to military-friendly communities, including his current city, Fayetteville. Peter says his experience working in other military communities will help him better understand the relationship between Dyess Air Force Base and the people in Abilene. His role as CEO will involve being a voice for business and improving the livability of Abilene by attracting jobs. If you want to know his exact job duties, the list is long and not so easy to explain.
Over the course of my career, I've had a lot of folks say, exactly what do you do at the chamber? And I've shared with them some of the work that we've done or that I've been involved with, and certainly the Abilene Chamber would be no exception. And many of those folks kind of look at me and say, well, I guess I never really thought anybody did that. I thought that just sort of happened on its own.
Peter says he's excited to get to Abilene and reach out to the 1,700 companies that the chamber represents. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.